to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello and welcome to the Vibrant Living Network, the Vibrant Living Exploration, the Vibrant Living Way of Life. It's good hearing. I'm listening to you guys right now, tuning into you. Well, I have nothing really to say at all today. I'm just going to really listen to you. That's all. I have nothing to say other than, did your parents allow you to be wherever you were? Could you just be? Could you be what was there? Or did they tell you to do something different? If you want to just lay around, did they tell you to go out? If you were scared, did they tell you to hang out with your fear? Like, what was it like? What it was like for me, it was sort of like there was these clouds they would point me towards, a cloud. But they never really said, well, there's a sky. They would point me in the same, I call them thought viruses. All right. This morning I'm going to do a Yelp review on The General. This is going to be so much fun. And she trusted me to do it, I think. I call The General, Dr. Gail Randall. She's our first intro on the team here. I did meet her in the most miraculous way that still resonates so deep inside of me. She's a former professor, I guess, professor, now practicing doctor, medical doctor, integrative doctor. She's the most genuine, heartfelt medical doctor I've ever met. I had an exam with her yesterday, and I had a meeting with her. And I realized I had all this apprehension. I thought, oh, this must be an old habit of apprehension. It probably has nothing to do with Dr. Gail. So I thought, I'm going to give her a Yelp review. I'm going to give her a rating of 20. Because I can't do things in a limited, linear way with her. It's just so much. We didn't meet that way. It isn't real for us that way. I have never felt so honored and listened to, and that's where we live from. So I want to ask you guys this question as I introduce our next team member. Who do you have in your life that you have a timeless trust with, that you could be and discover yourself in relationship? Because if you have that, if you have that one person, you could call 3 a.m. That is a beautiful thing. So I want to welcome Dr. Gail Randall. You're right here. I gave you a 20 out of a 1 to 10 of Yelp. How was that?
Oh, that's amazing. I don't know that exists. But.
It doesn't. It does not exist in a linear world, but it exists at a level of feel and tone and wonder. And that's the language I sort of like. I don't like. I deeply appreciate that we have that together. I'm so happy you're here today.
Happy, Glenn. That's what I'm shooting for, if that exists in your heart.
I'm sorry. Say it one more time. I want to hear that. I want to listen to that again. I missed it. Please say it again.
That 20 exists in your heart.
It does.
Fantastic. That makes
it does. You have melted me down a few times, because every so often I would think, I get into the habit of figuring. I don't know if I try to figure out, which I don't. But one day, you told me about this nutrient, and I was thinking, oh, I need this nutrient, and you go, Glenn, I already ordered it and sent it to you, and I was like, oh, my God, I just felt so cared for. Like, what else could I feel? Thank you. Why don't you say something about yourself? Because I was saying the last couple of shows, the General's not sitting – she's not sitting to my right. I'm not feeling her wizardry, her insights beyond the linear. What are you going to share today?
I'm going to share that the most important factors that I've seen in people who have healed, either miraculously or true healing. And I've been doing it for 40 years, so there are several things that people have in common, I've noticed. And one, the most important one is an openness to something greater than themselves. That's number one. Number two is a person who gets that kind of healing has a change in their perspective, 180-degree change in perspective, like you did when we first met, when you were all constricted and, you know, not seeing things in a way that was open for healing. You changed 180%, 180 degrees. And then you were willing to do anything. You changed your diet, you changed your lifestyle, you're taking supplements. And I believe you do think that there's something greater than yourself. And then there's community, which you just mentioned, community and family support, and then a spiritual connection. Those are the factors I'd like to share this morning.
I love that.
Thank you.
I want to, my quick comment. By the way, I thank you, Sherry, because Sherry Marquez, the dog mystic, you always leave me with a thank you. Thank you deeply, Gail, Dr. Gail Randall. You say something to me that always kind of bubbles in my wisdom collector. You know, you say something. You're like, hey, I think when we do the next format, you should do it this way. You should open this way and let us introduce ourselves. And I'm like, God, that sounds like a really good direction. So I appreciate. Somehow you're in the position of collaborative leadership, apparently. So
all
I want to thank you.
I want to thank you for that.
Collaborative leadership.
Thank you.
You know, I dig that. Oh my God, it's so sunny today, and I know you guys in Colorado and New Mexico. It's freezing and cold, and it's got to be like I don't know, some crazy. It's like 39 degrees and sunny. I'm so grateful. Oh wow. I was just appreciating today, in light of what the beautiful things Gail just said about how do you know you're ready to heal? How do you know your willingness is there? My quick comment about that was there is a blessing of not knowing anything. Because it used to be a little bit, I think, well, I've been a coach and a facilitator, and what I love in my relationship with Gail is reexamining stuff. I'll give you a quick example. I always think in recent years, all these books say, like, well, coconut oil is really good for anything. It will dissolve tumors. It will stop Alzheimer's. I used to be very close with the first guy who wrote the book on coconut oil. And I love it when Dr. Gill says to me, hey, you know what? Coconut may not be good for you. And I'm like, thank God she said that. It's like, I love discovering stuff. Although, I guess there's a beauty of that. So the best articles I've written.
But there's two sides to every coin, right?
Okay.
It's a fat, and if you eat a lot of it, you're going to raise your blood fat.
You blew my mind saying that yesterday. No, because I was thinking all these people. All right, so the dog mystic. This is what I want to do. I want to build a community of several hundred thousand people for the dog mystic. And the whole community is I want you guys to, because I know you're having mystical experience with your dog, some of you. You don't know how to talk, you know, with about it. Like this guy who is he's in Southern California. He's a chemist. And every morning he would tell me about these meetings. He had these telepathic meetings with his dog, you know. He's incredibly smart. He actually was one of the first people that he healed part of his retina that no one could you know, be. That no one thought could heal, but he did. And he told me about his dog who was what's the dog that looks like it's a Belgian Malinois? Malinois?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So he said they would have these telepathic meetings. And so the dog, someone broke in the house, and they must have tranquilized the dog or poisoned the dog. So he said they had several meetings after that he said, you know, I want you to be ready and not let yourself get in jeopardy. And he said, these were such heartfelt conversations. And this guy, you know, was a chemist. So I said to Sherry this morning, the dog mystic, that I want to bridge to you guys who dream about your dog. Your dog means everything to you. And it's almost hard to express. Like you don't wake up in the morning and say, well, my dog just lowered my blood pressure again. And my dog, you know, made me connect with my sister I haven't spoken to in 10 years. And when I think about, Jesus, what's your, okay, hold on one second, Sherry. I'm going to make a correction. Jen Rowe, your dog's name is Zach?
Oh, no, it's Gus.
Thank you so much. I had to make a correction because that would have been awkward if I said Zach later. You know what I mean?
Zach.
So I wanted to acknowledge immediately. Yeah. So that's my vision.
Word, so you were close. One syllable
yeah.
word. Good job.
Yeah. Three letters.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, and of course, I was kind of encouraging Jen just to let the, as my teacher used to say to me, he says, well, let the cosmic bus driver drive the bus. Just be on the bus. You don't have to run the bus. Just let the bus driver. Of course, Gail has said that in many different ways. I think Gail says she just works here, right? You just work here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. You just work here.
Are you asking me to be in the flow?
Yeah, exactly. I said to you, sit by the pond, and when you feel called to, you could either sit by the pond or you could say something.
And I
why
like
don't
that.
You, why don't you want to just minimally introduce yourself, or is it going to be a mighty introduction?
No, I think I'm not sure yet. You're going to
And then I want to go back to Sherry only because but Sherry reminds me, let everybody acknowledge their presence. So she's responsible for this whole introduction thing. It's all
Thank
Sherry
you,
Mark the dog missing.
Welcome everybody. So we're not listening and yes, we got to just make ourselves known, you know? That's the important thing.
Oh my gosh.
I agree.
Let's gang up on the teacher. All right. Okay.
So,
I'm ready.
I'm Jennifer Rowe, and I'm a Red Hat Qigong master level practitioner, and I I'm working on being on the flow today. For those of you who aren't familiar with Red Hat Qigong, it is an amazing healing modality that is all based off of the process of release. I like to compare it to what, you know, acupuncture does for the physical body, Qigong does for the soul. It's very opening. It helps to remove blocks and obstacles that we hold on to. It helps us to really like step into our power. It just really helps us. It puts, you know, us back into our natural state of being and connects our body, mind, and soul. And it is just a beautiful process of release. But thank you for having me, Glenn. And I wanted to also say that when you were talking about the telepathy with dogs,
yes,
I had a friend give me a suggestion a couple of years ago, and I've been using it with Gus. So he doesn't like it whenever I have to leave him alone, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
So I always find myself, when I say goodbye to him, I show him in my mind when, like, what kind of time of day it's going to be when I come home, and I let him know, like,
oh,
I let
wow.
him envision and show him the vision that I'm going to walk in and you're going to see me and you're going to greet me and I'm going to feed you, and you know, and I kind of share that with him. And
yeah.
I feel like it really
yeah.
helps.
Because yeah.
then he
yeah.
can go back
how
to
long
bed
does
and he knows I'm going
to
walk
home?
Out the door. It's kind of an emotional process with him. No, not long, you know, it's just enough to like send that message and tell him goodbye. And it's just a good way to leave it. I just,
yeah,
it's
very tender.
You know, yeah, they have that sixth sense. And I really feel like it's a good way to say goodbye.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
I definitely want that in my wife and soul partner. I love that. I love it.
Right.
It makes total sense to me. All right. You want to hear the most mind-blowing thing that was said to me? I was doing an Imago dialogue once. An Imago. You know, you guys have heard of an Imago dialogue? Anybody?
No.
Anybody? Okay. So Imago dialogue is you. So you ask questions of your partner. It's a relational thing. And this woman was facilitating the session. And the way it goes is I would say something, and this is a really beautiful thing, and your partner would repeat back what they heard, what they listened to. And it's sort of, when you do that enough, it becomes sort of profound, because a lot of times we actually don't listen to the tone and feel and the vibe of what's being said. So during this particular session, she said, the facilitator said, she said, well, if Glenn had 10 wives, she goes, 7 would really love this about him and 3 wouldn't. And I realized I was living from the perspective that what this wife didn't like about me was the worst thing on the planet. And so that opened me up, and then I got really curious to see what was behind that, sort of like the curiosity factor. Curiosity factor is a big deal. I study a lot of like what allows people to go into a flow state. And then, well, there's 2 things. Okay, there's a flow state, and there's eradicating thought viruses. And so eradicating a thought virus is kind of like the virus of you're always going to be like this. And it's kind of how people identify you. It's kind of why you feel better sometimes going to another city or going someplace different because, you know, like I was doing something at a supermarket yesterday, and this woman comes over and she goes, you're dancing. And I was dancing. But when she said it, it was like, I feel like God's acknowledging for dancing. And it's like, oh, I was so happy about that. You know, it was kind of like, it was something like at one point my identity was I didn't dance. And then very soon this woman wrote to me and said, let's dance. You love dancing. So it was a little bit like opening up. And that's how we, by the way, that's how we begin to grow younger, right? We grow younger because we don't have the same fix. And then I open this book up and he says, people do not age from aging. They don't age from their chronological age. They age because they get, oh, what's the word he used? Like shocked, basically. And so when people get shocked, they pull back, right? They pull back their shoulders or they kind of come forward. And he was saying, well, that's shock. I'm sorry. It's called the startle reflex. It's the startle reflex. So actually when I actually had this, it's a wild cosmic story, but I spoke at Harvard at this big conference on the body, cognition, and movement. And the doctor was saying that a lot of doctors can't treat certain neurological conditions because they don't understand how the body connects. And we had this whole conversation about like tapping on the bottom of the feet, how that wakes up a certain part of the system. But neurologists don't learn this. So it's sort of interesting that we think we're around experts, but a lot of times they're not whole or they don't inquire in a way where they see a connection. So that's so I want to ask I want to circle back to you, Sherry. Lisa, have you arrived, by the way?
I have.
No, Lisa? Oh my God!
Yeah, I said hello.
Right.
But,
yeah, I thought. No, it's so funny. So I thought I heard your voice.
And you did. I was in an alternate part of the space time continuum, and apologize for being delayed.
Sorry. God, you sound so good this morning. You sound so good.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It really is.
From Pittsburgh,
it really is.
Mr. Rogers' movie coming out. Yeah. Beautiful day.
All right. So what's, other than being my producer and coming to hang out with me and hike the mountain and sitting down with you in the Black Sheep Deli and taking the best picture we ever taken when I finally got 3 hula hoops going, you took that picture. Life-changing. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
So... What's the thing that you want to show? What's pulsating when you hear this conversation, or as they say at Passover, what makes this conversation different than all other conversations? They say it a little differently, but you get the vibe. You get the idea.
Yeah. Well,
what's different
first,
about
I'd
this
like
conversation?
To welcome Gail back. We did miss your beautiful energy.
Thank you.
And, yeah, it's so nice to hear you join us today. And, you know, I think... When you ask about what's different, I think every, you know, opportunity we have to gather together, we learn new things. And, you know, now Jen has me thinking about how I should be saying goodbye to my dog.
Oh, my God. That hit me. That helped me. That hit me on a such a relational level. Like, oh, my God, what a gift. I think there's so many times my anxiety.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was incredible, Jen. I felt like that's exactly what I if you're listening and you're my future deep soulmate, or Donna, you're listening and you have a total awakening and think you love me in ways you you know, if you heard what Jen just said, that's what I feel like we could have together. Thank you, Jen.
Yeah, and I think it's a good awareness even just to have that, you know, with different individuals. I've actually been doing, a practice, you know, where the different individuals that have seemed to challenge me as of late, I just embrace them.
Yeah.
And it's the most amazing miracles have unfolded because of the blessings that I just, keep, bestowing on them. And I think it's sort of the same practice that Jen is doing. So.
All right.
Yeah.
I love your sharing. We're going to continue in a moment. I feel like with Dr. Gale, I've gone through so many peaks and valleys, and the deep love is when it shines, it's so deeply moving. I appreciate all you guys deeply. Stay with us for more of the Vibrant Living Network. The questions to allow you to become vibrant and purify. In a moment, I'm Glenn Brooks.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Conflict comes in many forms and often triggers a fight-or-flight response. Some of us gravitate toward conflict, while many will stop at little to nothing to avoid it. Unfortunately, what we resist will persist, which often forces us to face our fear and deal with it head on. Join me during my show, Conflict Rising, as I discuss the important role of conflict with leaders who have moved through it successfully. Tune in Thursdays at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, it's always darkest before the dawn.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
I want to welcome you guys. I've been pondering on what it's like to be welcomed, and I want to go around. I want to ask you, my Vibrant Living panel, what's your experience of welcoming? What is welcoming for you? I say this after I got thought I was in a place where I was welcomed, and I wasn't. I was pondering. So when I work with hosts, I welcome them. So what I ask them to do is bring different types of clothing. What do they consider the clothing that's the best medium to communicate their message? You know, the clothing they love, the colors they love. And we have this one night where I have them play a musical piece. So I work with people all around the world on being vibrant speakers, vibrant movers. And I ask them to really – I play with permission and welcoming, but not welcoming once. Welcome to the point where they could really feel it down to their bones. Oh, and then on Monday, I want to mention Monday. Jeez. I'm doing an open call. You're all invited to be a part of. All you guys. I'm doing a call with Acupuncture Without Borders with the – I think she's the vice president. She's up in the organization. She's – I want to say she's known me. She's been around me for like 25 years, and she's asked me to produce something. We're going to have an open conversation on the healing power of acupuncture – for example, curing opioid addiction, acupuncture for treating the brain. So I'll be with Verena Smith. It's an open call, 4:30 East Coast time. I'll give out the number. You could be in touch with me, or I'll give out my email. If you want to be, this is an open call. I'm going to do these with pioneers in different fields. And we're going to go from the beyond the formula to what the most vibrant thing is. I'll give you my number. It's 413-345-3747. All these people thank me, so they go, Glenn, I'm so glad you said not to text you or email you. I've had so many people thank me for giving me a real phone number, 413-345-3747. All right. Dr. Gale, what was the first time you felt deeply welcomed in your life? Now, from our beautiful conversations, I know that happened like when you were a little girl, like almost before birth. So when was the first time you felt welcomed beyond your outer world? Like talk to us about when you felt welcomed and you felt it deeply. When's the first time you felt deeply welcomed?
When I was 3 years old, I figured out how to walk to where the horses, which was pretty astounding. I mean, it was only 4 blocks, but I mean, that's really far for a 3-year-old. And so I knew my mom always took a nap at a certain time in the day. And so I said, okay, this is my chance. And so I walked to where the horses were. And when I got there, they all came to the fence and whinnied and nickered at me. And the bond the bond that Jen was talking about with her dog, bond that we have with, I mean, that I've always had with animals, whether they're wild or however they are, since I'm little, is ancient. It's older than the planet. And that bond that you feel with Donna, you know, the bond that we feel, that's an ancient, ancient property. And that's when I think that's what welcoming is. That's when I first felt welcomed, really, truly welcomed. That my family, they were my family.
Wow.
Aww. That's so cool.
Sherry, when was the first time you felt or experiencing welcoming? Now, I asked you to dive into your story. So a little bit we'll do that, because I really wanted to get people the feel of being in deep tune with your dog. What was the first time you felt really welcome? You felt like, wow. Did you ever feel that?
Well, I mean, it's funny because...
Thank you,
I mean,
Gail.
yes, thank you, Gail, for,
thank you,
for,
Gail.
For starting that, because, you know, it just, of course, just going through what I was going to... explain in a more condensed way about, like, you know, the dog mystic and how the dog mystic evolved. But I mean, you know, my main welcoming was with I would have to say with my grandparents' dog. There was Coco. He was a large, I think he was like a golden doodle, so just because he was brown and curly and huge, and then there was Pepper, and he was like a schnauzer mix. So both of them were so patient with me, and, you know, I would ride Coco and he would just walk around and with me on his back, and then with Pepper I would dress him in all my doll clothes and put him in a high chair, and, you know, and he always had a look on his face like, God, this is horrible, but okay, fine, I'll just deal with it. So I always felt welcome with them, for sure. And that was since I was, you know, since I can walk, they were always in my life. So, you know, I definitely feel that, I have felt more welcomed with animals than, you know, with so they're just beautiful. They're beautiful and amazing and emotional and just there to give an ear when you need to talk and have somebody listen. And you know, it's just they're beautiful. And, you know, when growing up, I grew up in New Jersey, North Jersey, in a
thank
small...
you for confessing.
Yes. Yeah. Proud of it. I'm a Jersey girl.
Oh, good.
I love Jersey. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
But, I mean, like, you know, it was a small town, and I grew up, I'm half Italian, half Puerto Rican, so I have more Italian customs. So the loud Italian impatient friends and family sometimes were too impatient and wouldn't allow me to express myself as my slow, calm, thoughtful mind worked. So because I got interrupted so much, I was shy and I didn't express myself well, but I was able to feel the full expression with the dogs and with the animals, you know, just to explain exactly how I was feeling, what was going on, and they were always listening. So it was beautiful.
Lisa. I want to do a quick welcome. Lisa, I want to go to you. I just want to do a very quick welcome, because over the last 2 days, I think I could say her first name, because you guys wouldn't know her last name. Although Jen might, because apparently she's incredibly telepathic. So other than Jen, maybe you guys are all telepathic, though, and you'll know her last name. So the conversation I had with Camille over the last 48 hours was very profound. And we have a new show coming on called Being Paid for Who You Are. Being Paid for Who You Are. And because I never learned that growing up. And I was always puzzled about the outer world of what people call business and then the inner world. And, like, you know, what is it like to be a kind of like a mystic in this world and sort of like be well, you know, live and have a certain buoyancy and abundance. And I had a few significant people. And so Camille's going to join us. And I wanted to say welcome and say hello to her. So deeply welcome to you, Camille. Miss Lisa the Rose. You got such an easy name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Easy. Yeah, you are.
My real name, not a stage name. But, you know, it's...
I like
me,
that. I like that.
I moved around a lot. And so, you know, the most welcome, I was always... I had a wonderful grandparents on both sides of my family, Norwegian and Italian. And to be welcomed by family was just, you know, my fondest memory. You know, we would, you know, go for the holidays and, you know, just to be scooped up in somebody's arms and hugged and loved. I think it's a practice that, you know, we all need to embrace, you know, find somebody that really needs a hug and just love them up today. I think that's, you know, make somebody feel
yes.
very welcome.
Hugs are amazing, and especially when you give a nice heartfelt hug that everybody's just like, wow, like you just made me melt. Oh my gosh. Hugs are beautiful.
I'm laughing because I get to hear Sherry when she picks up her son, Angelo. So I'm always joking to her that these hugs are going to last like 6 hours, so they'll be able to get home. She's very welcoming to her son. Sherry's very welcoming. Oh. I was just appreciating that. I want to say when Gail mentioned Donna's name, I had kind of like shivers go up my spine because one thing about Dr. Randall is she always like she's a person where she like if I'm thinking something like I'm feeling insecure. What Dr. Randall will do is she'll say like, well, there's always a solution. And I realize, oh, my thought virus is there's no solution and I could die. Right. That's the worst part of my thought virus is like, where could this go? And then she'll step in and say something and it's kind of like, I get to relax. I get to kind of. And so part of what it is, she's like a tuning fork for the healing process. And so here's the thing. I thought I knew something, right? Every so often, I think I might know something. And I can tell you, I'm so deeply happy because what I thought I knew was keeping me in a prison, even though I had many educations about going beyond what I thought I knew. And that's been the journey with Dr. Gil Randall. So if you guys ever want a physician that's really one of the physicians who actually lives from physician heal thyself, she'd be a very good choice for you. I told you, I gave her a 20 Yelp thing, right? How could you deal with a linear review in the matters of the heart, soul, and being and body and healing, right? Too limited. What I want to say, so Sherry, you know, I got this really interesting thing going. So people come to me, right? I had this dentist come to me, and he's like, Glenn, I want to write this book called The Wisdom Tooth. And I said, great, Rico Ricketts. And he says, first, I want to go on a speaking tour throughout the United States. He was in British Columbia. I'm just throwing this by you, Sherry, and the whole team here. And I said to him, okay, do these exercises. So I know it. So, Jen, what you brought up for me is what I call relational imagery. Relational imagery. So I'm the only person that I know that teaches relational imagery. And your story about Gus was relational imagery to me. I think every couple needs to do relational imagery so they can bridge the relational world. Oh, my God. If every couple did what you do with Gus, they'd be making love 7 days a week and be very happy. God, I love that. I just love how you painted that vibration. So I felt your caring for your dog's soul and well-being is one of the deepest acts of love I've ever heard, actually. I haven't heard couples ever say that. They're like, when he gets home, he gets home. You're like, no, I'm going to show him. I can feel it. That's like an abandonment. That's an abandonment antidote healing ceremony with you to share with your dog. I want you couples and people want to be in deep love relationships to do that for your partner for 4 days. And let me know. So tell your story. So you're here. You are. You're in Puerto Rico. It's about 19 to 20 years ago. Because I'm really always teaching. I know what I was going to say. So Rico Ricketts, I'll just finish that story. So Rico thinks he wants to write this book called The Wisdom Tooth, right? And so I keep asking him, as he's on a speaking tour in the United States. And he calls me up and he goes, Glenn, he goes, from our work together, I don't want to be in a dental office ever again. Which is an unusual thing to say if you want to write a book called The Wisdom Tooth, you know. So I said, well, what would you like to do now that you've listened to your body? And he goes, I want to be a health coach and I want to live in Mexico. And I said, great. Like, you've uncoded something. So with you, 19 to 20 years ago, you're on a beach. You're laying on the beach. I'm going to see if I can recall this part of the story. I think there's a dog that's sick around you. You're laying down. You're like 5 or 6. Well, maybe it's more than 18. It happened chronologically. I realize just it wouldn't make sense because you're – I guess right. I messed up the chronologicalness of the story because it had to be longer, right? Right?
Yeah.
Longer? Maybe like what? 30 years ago? 35 years ago? No, I'm sorry. No. I messed up again. Still, don't count on me for chronological. So this is a point in your life where you're young. You're 5. So okay. So like maybe 37 years ago.
Yeah.
Give or take a few. You always look like you're 35 and ageless, so we'll just focus on that aspect of the story. So
well, like I was saying
beach.
Last week, I don't care about numbers. I mean, like,
exactly.
I'm 43 years old, and I'm proud
yep.
of it. And,
yes,
and
yes,
I,
yes.
I don't look it, and I don't feel it, and I don't act it,
yeah.
so I'm 43
yeah.
and proud of it.
Yeah. Well, when you told me you wrote the electric company, and you told them you don't care about numbers and linear dates, please don't bother me. I thought that was brilliant, by the way. How are they going to respond to that? I'm just totally teasing. Yeah, you didn't do that. All right, so you're on the beach. You're 5 or 6. And you feel something in you. You feel this. Okay, so I say to people there's only two ways to live. So one is your counterfeit, and then you have this kind of vital or vibrant self. So your vibrant self already is very in tune with dogs. You're 5 or 6. And did your mother tell you not to bother with the dog? Did your mother kind of stop? Did your mother say something like, don't bother with the dog or something? Did she give any feedback?
So,
no, she doesn't.
All right. So, the main thing is, what I wanted to bring up there was, I was sleeping. I was actually sleeping on the beach.
Okay.
But I mean, like but it's more or less like the peace and calmness that a child exudes when they're sleeping is felt from a distance. So when I was 7 years old, I was sleeping on the beach in Chihuahua in Puerto Rico, and there was a very sick dog that kept on trying to lay next to me, but my mom did not allow him to. So
yes.
he was very persistent, and when my mom went to take a dip in the ocean, he was able to lay next to me, and he actually died. So when my mom came back, she realized the dog had died, and she woke me up to carry me down the beach while my father and other men did, whatever they did to the body. But my mom doesn't remember. So, I mean, like, that's just the, that's just the proof that this dog felt my calmness and whatever was going on. And in his life, he just knew that.
That's beautiful.
He would be in peace next to me. So that's just the amazing thing, ever since I was born I just had this amazing overwhelming bliss that I get when I'm around dogs, or animals in general, because because I had animals all around. I mean, like, my grandparents had dogs. They had a pigeon coop in their backyard. So I was raised around dogs and pigeons and actually, like, looking at the eggs, like, put the light against the eggs and watching the chicks move around in the eggs and the dog mystic evolved from childhood just because my love for animals began so young. And I mean, like, I always knew I wanted to work with animals since I was very, very young. I grew up with all kinds of pets, like, not only dogs and cats, but, like, hamsters, lizards, snakes, a guinea pig, fish, and, like, hermit crabs. My mom was amazing because she allowed us to catch animals outside, keep them in a 20-gallon tank on the porch for 24 hours just to observe it and play with it if we were able to play with it. And then we had to release it back into the wild. So just my love for the animals has never stopped, and I'm living my dream, which is fabulous. I mean, like I said to you before, just growing up in North Jersey and with a more Italian customs, I'm very calm and slower moving than most people from New Jersey. So my loud, impatient family and friends interrupt me plenty of times because they didn't get my point across quick enough. And because of that, I was shy and quiet, but I felt so calm and at peace with the dogs. I would talk to them and tell them stories, and they would listen and put their heads on my lap and just look into my eyes and know that I can actually just explain everything, you know. But it's so beautiful because it's like the overwhelming bliss that I get when I am around dogs is just breathtaking. And
beautiful.
The first time I watched the Dog Whisperer's introduction to the show with Caesar, and I saw Caesar Milan running on the beach with a pack of dogs. I actually remembered running on the beach in Puerto Rico with a pack of stray dogs of all sizes, because there's so many stray dogs there. I wasn't scared at all. It was funny because people ask me, like, oh, what are you, like, the dog whisperer? And I would always say, no, I'm the female dog whisperer, but now I have something even better because I'm like, no, I'm the dog mystic. So it's just fabulous.
That's awesome.
Give out your website.
Yes.
Yeah. How can people reach you?
So my website is smartpawsdogtraining.com, and soon I will have thedogmystic.com as well, but that is in the works.
All right.
SmartPawsDogTraining.com. Yeah.
Beautiful. I want to invite you guys. So I'm putting speaker summits together. They're called Vibrant Speakers and Author Summits. And we have two upcoming locations. One of the locations I'm actually going to see is with the Boston Symphony. It's their summer home. It's absolutely gorgeous. And it's in this beautiful, pristine area. It's called Lenox, Massachusetts. A lot of celebrities and people come there during the summer. But they have an official seminar space. I'm looking at maybe I'm going to meet with them. So a Vibrant Speaker Summit is really – it's where people want to blossom their depth of message and move their bodies. And there's a lot of people that said they want to own the stage. So a lot of my stuff is owning the stage and – not just developing one talk, but sort of a way of life as a great communicator, as someone who could really be and let the next message unfold. And now we're, working with a publisher in the category of vibrant message generators specific to the topic. So if you're interested or you want to send me a video or talk to me around one of these summits, and then of course in about 9 months we're going to have 10 speakers speak 2 nights in a row at Carnegie Hall. So this speaks to you. Speak to me. I'll give you my number. Then I want to do a go around. I know that Jen Rose is sitting by the pond, so I want to check in with her. okay. You can reach me at 413-345-3747. 413-345-3747. I'm going to say this one quote from Julia Cameron, because it sort of changed my life. She said something that she, you know, when someone says something and it gives you a whole new context, I love this. So this happened a lot. So just to mention Dr. Gail Randall, which I love mentioning, is like she gave me a new context. So what had happened was I was hooked on this one cloud, and she pointed out over a period of weeks, she said something to me that transformed me because I thought I had one reference. I had one reference point. When we are in terror and we get closed focus, we have a limited reference point. So I had a limited reference point. And so part of what was happening was I had to surrender my point of view. And which with Dr. Randall, she kind of gave me another view. And then she gave it to me as a profound blessing and gift. And she kept saying it to me and saying it to me because I never really had went through a health crisis. And now, funny enough, this is something we'll get into another show, but it was something that first happened in my life when I was 12. So it was like I revisited when I was 12 when this first happened, and it was so beautiful and profound. So let's do a round. Jen, you could still be sitting by the pond. It's fine. Lisa, I know you've been bubbling and making some beautiful sounds. Like, you know, you're the person. I always said to you, Lisa, that you were the person when everybody else was glad I was getting kicked out of the classroom, you would miss me, and I would feel that vibe. Before the final kickout happened, I was asked to leave. I'd be like, Lisa still likes me. And that's cool. That's great. They can think what they think, but Lisa's still with me. All right, let's do a round here. Let's start with Dr. Gail Randall. And just anything that's coming to you on any spontaneous level. You're really good at throwing. By the way, you're really good on your Instagram and stuff. You're really good. You go with something, and you give people the big healing notation or the healing idea. I love that about you.
Yeah, okay. You were talking earlier about flow.
Yes.
And I kind of started flowing with the flow. With the
idea. Great.
It occurred to me that, what is flow? I really love flow. What is flow? Flow is like this mental state that becomes something bigger than a mental state. When you completely immerse yourself in something like Jen's doing over there, that...
That was funny.
I'm ready to leave the pond.
Thank you. You reinforced the whole emotion. Thank you. That was great. I love that.
You're in so much... Yeah, and we're joining you in that pond of joy that we lose. In space is like gone because we're in the flow. That's the flow.
All right, so I'm passing the resonant stick. Who wants to bubble next? You haven't talked to one.
I'd like to bubble for a second.
Okay, go ahead, Lisa. I guess we're gonna give this to Jen with your energetic. You know, I'm playing with language today. Please go ahead, Jen.
Well, earlier when you were talking about like what welcome meant to you, I tried to interject, but my mute button was on, and then I just lost the moment. Anyway.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Yeah. I went to this place in my body, and I just feel like welcomeness almost feels like home. You know, it's like the definition, when I feel it, is like openness, acceptance, and love. And what's really interesting is I just see like my grandfather's crystal blue eyes. And it's like, gosh, when I think about going to these speaker summits or I think about going on stage and I get all these fears come up, I'm wondering maybe if we could go to this place and envision that feeling of acceptance, openness, and love and open that, then what is there to fear? You know? I don't know. It's just, it's a very warm feeling inside. And so I just wanted to share.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Awesome. Beautiful.
It's a good metaphor. You want to speak in life, and then you have a mute button comes on.
You're
right? The mute button comes on. Yeah.
Yes. You want to leave your driveway this morning, and there's no scraper.
I know
your car.
You've had such a tough morning. You had the worst winter morning I think I've heard in years. Whoa.
Yeah, but I survived.
Yeah. All right.
I'm back on stage. I'm welcome.
Yeah. So, Lisa, you've been making all these wonderful sounds today. I need those are the sort of sounds that mean so much. They mean so much. quick comment. My grandfather was my main person in life. When he showed up, I actually felt, you know, I was gotten. Most of the time, I wasn't gotten. So anyway, the crystal of the eyes, very beautiful. All right, Lisa. Miss LaRose.
Yes.
Yeah.
You totally, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about something, and then I went into the space of crystal blue eyes because I thought my mind was thinking about what an interesting connection between Jen's grandfather with crystal blue eyes, and then yours, and you know, the eyes, you know, just connect us. And even though those people aren't here in physical, we feel them so much, you know, and those eyes, the windows to the soul, you know, do keep us connected through all time and space, you know. And I'm sorry, I totally lost my train of thought beyond
that's
that.
Okay.
Melted into that.
No, that's so beautiful, Lisa. That's so beautiful. You've been emanating and that's a beautiful sign of flow. And I think the sounds are beautiful. I mean, a lot of times there's nothing more than a sound we could emanate, right? Just the sound. Yeah, same thing with me. I felt Jen's acknowledgement of her grandfather. My grandfather's kind of my most major teacher. And funny enough, since Gail, Dr. Randall mentioned Donna, the night that Donna told me, I was married to Donna 27 years. The night that she told me about her grandfather, I felt we married and came together around her grandfather. So the energy of her grandfather, and she wrote me one night, it was a very, have you ever heard someone write you something that's very linear and like, I'm coming to pick the bedpost up? They were my grandfathers. And I wrote her back and I said, Donna, the day you told me about your grandfather was one of the most moving nights, and I love you more than ever. And then she writes back, when can I pick up the bedpost? Love language. I don't know. Love language. So that was funny. So Gail mentioned it. Lisa mentioned it. You know what's funny is Donna never will be my ex. And she'll never be someone I could relate to from any of this war. I call it the war zone, the divorce zone. I don't feel that in any which way. I feel like it's been one of the most powerful learning curves. And still, from the first day I met her at the health food store, she told me she wrote an article on healing dysplasia with nutrition. I don't know. Anyway, that's one of my missions in life, is to tell a different love story. Tell a different love story. All right, let's do a quick. Okay, I'm always digging Gail's wonderful contributions. Go ahead, Gail. Give out your Instagram and stuff you want to leave people. And let's see if we can make one quick round, so everybody could, including you, Jen, Miss Pond Girl this morning. Yeah.
My website is drtmrandall.com. My Instagram is Dr. Dr. Gail Randall, and my Facebook is Dr. Gail Space Randall. Thanks.
Beautiful. Thank you deeply.
My pleasure.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm
so funny. Yeah. You're wait a second. You're camper 123. Yes, you.
Perfect.
Yeah, welcome.
My website is thehealingrow.com, R-O-E. And that's my Instagram as well, is The Healing Row.
That's convenient.
Go ahead, Lisa. Thank you, Jen.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, with Thanksgiving upon us next week, that I'm grateful for each one of you and for all the messages that you share and, you know, for the camaraderie of the team and, you know, just all the learning and the touching into the heart. It's very special. So, you know, just offering that gratitude and wishing you all a very happy Thanksgiving.
Mm. Thank you.
Is it onewisdom.org, by the way? One Wisdom?
That's correct. Yes, it is.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. I guess Sherry,
I am,
by the way.
I am thankful, too. Very, very thankful for being together with all of you and collaborating. Such amazing emotional stories. It's fabulous.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. You're the person I think I love the most from New Jersey. So thank you for helping revision New Jersey. That's a significant mission. The state should hire you. It's a very because people have this idea that people from New Jersey are hard-edged and all kind of thing, but you're not. So there you go. You went beyond the culture. You went beyond the culture.
How much are you proud of it?
Because of you. Because of you. I'm going to connect with Melissa at Mountain Dog Magazine. Because of you, I'm going to go to the most fancy, delicious food store in Lenox and bring you there for your talk. So we have upcoming seminars in Western Massachusetts with the dog mystic herself. And because of you, I became really close with Dave, who owns Dave Pet and Soda City. And he's one of the most pleasant, great people I've ever – I had no idea he was such a wonderful person. He's just so – when he said to me, he says, you know, I think we can find a sponsor and pay Sherry to give these talks. And it was like, wow, I thought that was 6 months away, but I guess it's not.
Anyway,
I deeply that was really strong. That was good. That should be on the your opening page of your website. All right,
I love it.
Precious, enjoy it. I love you guys out there, and I give one more tag to Dr. Gail Randall. What a sweetheart. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you all for being in my life. Your life's precious.
Thank you
for your seeing. It allows me to see life and again each week and each moment I interact with you guys. My Vibrant Living Blessed team. Thank you guys for listening, and come to the upcoming Vibrant Author and Speaker Summits. We'll let you know. I want to thank Chris, and I wish everybody a beautiful, blessed Thanksgiving. Thank you for you.
Happy Thanksgiving.